This is The Turning with Davis Bunn, and I'm Melinda Schmidt. And let's look into God's Word and hear where He talks to us about how He communicates to us, Davis. Exodus 15:13. I'll read that and get some of your thoughts, if I may. It reads, "In your steadfast love, God, you led the people whom you redeemed. You guided them by your strength to your holy abode." So what do we learn about how God's communicating to us through this verse?
First and foremost, Melinda, to me, the important thing that has to be realized is that God does not always communicate through words. The real issue we must face is this: are we attentive when He reveals Himself?
Mm.
Are we listening closely enough to hear the unspoken?
I'm listening for words, not the revelation of who He is all the time.
But scriptures are full of witnessing God's presence through the glory of His creation, through the works He does with His servants. And what's more, we often find His clearest messages in the examination of what He does not say. The gift of love, parent to child, what we see of God in what we give to our children.
I can confess I'm very words-driven. I'm taking in words, Davis, by either reading on my apps, on my computer, or listening for them.
And there's nothing wrong with this. What we'll be doing over the next lessons is learning, though, the discipline of taking one step back.
How does God reveal Himself to us in listening prayer? That's Davis Bunn. I'm Melinda Schmidt. And you can read more about some of the thoughts we're discussing today in Davis' brand new book called The Turning. For more information, go to theturningbook.com.